Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is April 13, 2015. We are here in Tech Talk. We have an outstanding speaker and a very consumer-oriented company, and this man has been on before. We're just delighted to have him back. Following on the success of the Blaze EZ, HIMS Inc. recently announced the release of Blaze ET, their latest digital book reader. The Blaze ET has all the functionality of the Blaze EZ, including OCR, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Internet radio, podcasts, NLS, and Bookshare books, along with numerous other book documents and audio content formats. The Blaze ET also features a keypad, which allows for a familiar user interface, the ability to unzip and move files, an optional dictionary, and much more, all at an extremely attractive price. HIMS regional manager and lifelong assistive technology user Dave Wilkinson will be on Tech Talk Monday, April 13th, to demonstrate the power and flexibility of the Blaze ET. And, of course, to learn more about HIMS blindness and low vision products, visit HIMS at www.hims-inc.com or call 888-520-4467 to speak to a product specialist. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, it's my great privilege and honor to introduce Dave Wilkinson, Regional Manager from HIMS Inc. Dave, welcome to Tech Talk, and the microphone is yours.
As always, Bob, thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be here on Tech Talk, and it's awesome to be back with you folks. It's been a while, so thank you for the opportunity to come and talk about the Blaze ET. And what we'll do this evening, I'll just give a description of the unit itself, and then we'll put it through some of its paces, and then I will take your questions. So let's get started. I have the Blaze ET sitting here in front of me. I am frantically looking up the exact measurements to make sure that I get it right, because people always ask me, and I always goof this up. So here we go. It is 4.5 inches by 2.51 inches by point, what is that, 0.4 something inches. It's a couple ounces, so it doesn't have a whole lot of weight to it. It looks very much like your old sort of candy bar cell phone. So that's sort of an idea of what it would look like here. The exact measurements, it's 4.59 inches by 2.31 inches by 0.64 inches, and it weighs 4.8 ounces. So there you go. You've got the exact measurements for once. So I have mine turned on. I have it hooked up to a Bose SoundLink Mini, so the sound will be a bit better than it would be if I didn't have anything on here at all. The reason I have it plugged into the Bose SoundLink Mini is that it's a small unit, and so therefore it's a decent speaker, but it's not going to transmit really well over the air. So in the fairness of full disclosure, I just wanted to make sure that you understand what we are working with as far as sound. On the top face of the Blaze ET, and we'll discuss some of the differences between the ET and the EZ as the evening goes along, the top face, the very top, looks very much like the Blaze EZ. It has two stereo speakers, one on the left and one on the right. It has an on-off power switch in the middle that if we hold down will turn my unit off. You can hear the familiar HIMS chime. We'll go ahead and turn the Blaze ET back on as we're describing this. So you've got the stereo speakers to the left and to the right, and the power button in the middle. And then below that,
Volume Manager.
You have three buttons that, in order from left to right, sorry, I totally lost my train of thought there, which is always not good. But you have three buttons, and from left to right, these buttons are the information button. So if I hit the information button right now, it's going to tell me like the battery percentage of the Blaze.
81% charged using battery. Wireless LAN on connected to Crabzilla. Bluetooth off. 4, 8 p.m. Monday, April 13th, 2015.
So there we go. Told me more than I ever wanted to know. The center button is the home button, and that button will always take me to a list of our main menu. If I press it here, it'll go back to the file manager. And then
file manager.
And then to the
file
right.
File manager.
To the right. For the third key is the OCR dedicated button. So those buttons going across again, you have info, home, and then OCR. Below those three buttons, which are sort of curved, you have a set of arrows that go up, down, left, and right. And then you have an OK button in the middle, just like you do on the Blaze EZ. And then below your cursor cross, you have three buttons along the bottom, which again are slightly curved. They are the cancel button, the menu button, and the review button. The cancel button operates as an escape or to exit a program. The menu button literally goes into the menu options for a program, so that if I was in music and I hit menu, it would take me into things like the equalizer setting. And then the review button repeats the last thing that was stated, so it's a way of hearing your last spoken prompt again. You'll notice that we're using Acapella Heather, just like we are in the Blaze EZ. We do have Acapella Ryan on here as well. And what makes the Blaze units stand out is, along with being digital book readers, and we'll demonstrate this in a bit, they do also have a camera in the back for optical character recognition. But just to sort of explore what's here on the Blaze, I'm going to go ahead and hit my home key, which again is the top. And I guess just to finish the description of the unit, on the left-hand side, on the very top, is a button that will control what the next two buttons, which are volume buttons by default, do. And if I hit that button right here,
guide voice speed 5.
I could change my guide voice settings.
Guide voice pitch 5. Guide voice volume 10. Guide voice speed 5.
So this is where I would speed up my guide voice, change the pitch, change the volume of the unit. Now it's going to beep for a second and tell me that it's gone back to the default for volume. And then the two buttons below that are going to be your volume up and down. You have a secure digital card slot on the lower part of the left-hand side of the unit. I have used up to a 64 gigabyte card. I do not know the largest card that we say we will use. I know that I've used a 64 gigabyte card successfully, and I would assume I could use one bigger. On the right-hand side, I have the record button. And below the record button, I have the keyboard lock button.
Keyboard locked. Vault keyboard unlocked.
On the bottom of the unit, I have a USB micro plug that I use for power, and I also use it to connect to my computer for transferring data. To the left of the USB micro, I have a headphone plug, and to the right, I have a stereo line or microphone jack. So that I could use that either way. And then, of course, I have a built-in microphone on the unit. And for the top part of this, just to sort of jump back, below, on the very bottom, I have a standard keypad. And that's what one of the big differences in between the Blaze EZ and the Blaze ET. is that we do have a standard keypad for easy navigation throughout the menus, throughout documents, etc. The buttons do have specific functions. They do have some program shortcuts. For example, just to sort of give you an idea, actually, I think I can run through them all. The one button would take you to File Manager. The number two would automatically take me to the media player. Three would take me to the book reader. Four would take me to the FM radio. Five, web radio. Six would take me to the podcast database. Seven would take me to memos. Eight would take me to the calculator. And yes, we have a calculator on the Blaze ET. We also have a few other things on the ET that are not on the EZ. Nine would take me to library services. And 10 would take me to the Sense Dictionary. And that's the next thing that we have that we can talk about that's on the Blaze ET, is you can get an optional dictionary. And you would not have to be online to use that dictionary, which is what makes it stand out so much. So let's just go down through the menus here. We're going to hit the Home button and go to File Manager.
File Manager.
Oops, there we go. And now we're going to hit our down
media
arrow,
player.
Which takes us to Media Player. Now, if I wanted to go into the Media Player, all I have to do at this point is hit the right arrow. It's going to open the Media Player. And it's going to open on the last song that I had playing, which I have no desire to hear, so we're going to hit pause. It was a song that was on this unit when I got it. It was Michael Jackson's Dangerous, and we can do better than that. So let's go into the menus.
Menu opened. Zero, Explorer mode. Menu item. Explorer open. Date, flak 1 of 8 list item. Imp Og Wave 14 Jellyhead motivates Pumphouse Remix.
Now,
7 of 8 list item.
Here's a throwback from the past for music for you. For those of you who remember the singing deck talks, we move down one.
All right, .mp3, 8 of 8 list item.
And then all I have to do to hear the song that I want to hear is press the OK button. And we get to hear singing deck talks.
They say it's all right.
In stereo sound.
It's all right. Have a good time. It's all right. Oh, it's all right. Now we don't know.
And enough of that. I hit OK again, and it goes into pause. And just to explore what some of the other options are here in the menu, we're going to go ahead and hit the menu key, which was the bottom middle of the three buttons on the bottom.
Current time, 24 seconds. Total, enter the time to move to edit box.
Now, this is really cool. I can enter a specific time to move to using the keypad. So if I knew exactly where I wanted to go in this song, I could do it. And it also gives me the current time of where I am. We're going to go ahead and hit the menu button again, which will take me out of that. And now all I have to do if I want to start exploring again is I can hit I'm going to hit cancel to get out of this, and then I'm going to hit my left arrow key, and I can explore and get more songs.
Media player.
There we go. So we're going to, instead of getting more songs, we're going to keep going down the list here. So we've got the media player.
Book reader.
The book reader, which is a standard book reader. You can read Daisy books, NISO books, BRF, BRL, text, docx, EPUB, you name it.
Explorer open. SD card folder 1 of 23 list item.
Let's see what we have in books.
And database, some documents folder 8 of 23 list item. No list.
Nothing in my documents. Let's see
folder,
if we can find
download
something
download folder 9 of movies folder 12 of 20 music folder 13 of NLSBARD folder 14 of 23 list item.
Here we go.
Item.
There'll be something here that we can get.
A Game of Thrones. A Song of Ice and Fire.
One of one list item.
So I'm not sure if you heard that. It was a Game of Thrones.
A Game of Thrones. A Song of Ice and Fire. Book one open.
And I hit the OK button, and now it'll start to play.
R. Martin. Copyright 1996 by George R. R. Martin.
And we'll hit the pause button on that. I just wanted to be able to show that we do have Bard books up and going. So we also have on, you could also play books from Bookshare. So you could play books from Bookshare, books from NLS, books from Bard. You can also play any other type of Daisy book on here.
Media play. Current time, 0 second. Total to enter the time to move to edit box.
Oops. Not sure what I did. I hit too many buttons too quickly.
Media manager.
There we go.
Media player, book reader, radio.
We do have an FM radio, and who knows what we're going to get on the FM radio if we hit enter on here. We do have a speaker plugged in, so we should get something.
Frequency.
All right, we can crank it up now. So we've got an FM radio. Everybody wants you. Yeah, enough of that. We also have a web radio that we'll get to in a little bit, and we have a web radio database built in. It is a database that is being actively and constantly expanded. So, and the Blaze ET is in beta at the moment. We have not finished by any stretch of the imagination. So when we get to the web radio database and there's only a couple hundred stations there, there will be more.
There's no channel to move to. Frequency 95.6 megahertz.
And it still got me in the FM radio, so we're going to hit cancel to get out of that.
Radio.
And now it just puts me back in the menus, and I can hit my down arrow and move down again.
OCR.
Now, the optical character recognition, there's some really neat things that you can do with OCR that you couldn't do with the Blaze EZ that I want to show you. It can just do a standard recognition of a page, but what it can also do, which is a bit different, is it also has the ability to do continuous scanning, so that if you want to scan several pages, you could do that and then have it recognize the pages all at once. And so what I've got here, I just grabbed an AER program from somewhere that I grabbed that I have on my desk, and this is in the book reader itself. We have a scanner, so we're going to hit our dedicated OCR button.
79%.
Except I hit the wrong button. Here we go.
Take a picture. OCR analysis. OCR analysis completed. That is presenter provided useful handouts and resources. P3, the time allotted was satisfactory. V, what works and what's new, Susan Sullivan. P4, the information presented was beneficial.
So we're in the evaluation.
Presenter provided useful handouts and resources. P6, the time allotted was satisfactory.
We're going to hit pause. And I want to take you out and show you how we can also do, so that didn't do too bad. It took me, I opened it up randomly to an evaluation page. Nice to have a print evaluation for an AER program. But what I want to show you is how this can also do continuous scanning. So we're going to hit
take
cancel.
Take a picture.
And now it's back in the OCR menu at take a picture, and I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Flash on. Result. Open captured file. Open an external file. Options.
And we're going to hit enter on options.
Continuous scanning off combo box. Manual.
We're going to have it.
How to save. Custom continuous scanning manual comp 5 seconds.
We're going to have it scan every 5 seconds.
Options saved.
And look what it does here. This is really neat. I can go ahead and hit my OCR button again. And now, 5 seconds later, it's going to scan the next page. I can flip the page. And now I'm going to hit the OK button. And it's going to start recognizing the three pages. And it's going to take it a while to recognize the three pages, because this is a little slow, but if you wanted to scan multiple pages, you could do it. So it's now
analyzing 2 of 2. Recognition result file open. Add mother off 2. This is what SNL cart contacted at Prepared and anti-public or.
Oh, and I moved too quickly.
To five to location with illity. That full outside 00 for 9.
Let's try that again.
4:23 p.m.
Oops, Monday, that was my
April
bad.
13th, 2000.
I moved this way too quickly. Let's scan that one page again. We can do much better with that. And let's scan it individually. I'm sitting here trying to do this one-handed, and I did a terrible job of getting it all lined up. And I'm using the premium option package for this, so I am using our stand. We're going to go ahead. Let's rescan this one page.
Dog. S for the live.
Oops. And I just hit the enter button to cancel it, the continuous scan, so we can go in and just have it recognize the one page that we rescanned.
Analyzing one of one.
You can also open external files on here.
Result file open. 50 p.m. R.I. T.U. K.R.A.F.L.T.F.U.
Let's hope it gets a little bit better than that.
50 p.m. minus 2:50 p.m. Keeneland room 1:50 p.m. dash 2:50 p.m.
Oh, it's given the times for the programs.
1:50 p.m. dash 2:50 p.m. Unified English Braille. Donna Bross Tech Lee, Ph.D. Svi, Coms, University of Kentucky Peggy's and Air Morris, Outreach Director, Kentucky School for the Blind, Orientation and Mobility, Refresher Skills. Lisa McPherson, COM3, Jefferson Company, Schools, Air.
Now I'm going to hit the pause. It had CO that it read as company. So actually, if I let it go, it was reading me the times and it didn't do too badly. But I wanted to show this repeated scan because that's really a neat feature as long as you take the time to line it up well and don't do like me and just sort of panic and figure, oh, I've got to throw the thing one way or the other and just get it there. So I thought the repeated scan was a nice added touch to the Blaze ET. I do not know if it is coming to the Blaze EZ. I would hope so, but I have not been told for sure. We're going to hit cancel to get out of OCR.
Take continuous pictures every 5 seconds. OCR.
And now if I move down the menu from OCR.
Web radio.
So now I do have access to web radio. So if I hit my right arrow.
Creating channel list. Channel list creation complete. Sky.fm. Bebop Jazz 27 of 148 list item.
This is where I last left off. So if we hit enter, we'll get Sky FM. And there we go. Enough of that.
Volume 15.
So we do have web radio on here. We've got a database of a couple hundred channels that we are actively expanding upon. Keep in mind that this product is at the beginning of its life cycle, so don't panic. There will be more channels that are there.
Unable to connect.
Let's see. That was my bad. I hit an incorrect key.
Sky.fm, a Beatles tribute 26 of 148 list item.
And now we're going to hit cancel again, which works like
web
an escape,
radio.
And it takes us to web radio. And now if I use my down arrow...
Podcasts.
I can. I have a list of podcasts. So again, if I hit my right arrow key,
creating feed list.
It's going to create my
feed list. Creation complete. AC 360 audio 1 of 24 list item. All songs consider 2 of 20. America's Test Kitchen Radio 3 of 24 list item.
So I've only got 23 on here. 24 on here. I could have as many as I wanted. You can add podcasts. For that matter, you can add web radio stations. And again, we are always looking to expand this. This product is in beta at this point, so we are nowhere near finished as far as the final databases go for the radio and the podcasts. If I keep going down.
End of line 6 of 24 list item. Line Bargains audio featuring the BBcast. Technology news. interviews, and more 5 of 24 list item.
So there's Blind Bargains, and there's a podcast of me that's on there, but I'll spare you of that. But we do have, so you can listen to podcasts, which means that we do have built-in Wi-Fi. We also have built-in Bluetooth. I'm using a cord to connect to my Bose SoundLink Mini, but I could use Bluetooth. The reason I'm using a wire is that then I would have an antenna so that when I played the FM radio, I'd be able to actually get channels for you. But I would actually be able to also use Bluetooth.
Podcasts.
Now let's keep going down our menus.
Library services.
This is a big thing that we didn't have out nearly in time on the Blaze EZ. We were a bit late in getting our Bard bit to you, which we apologize for. It will be ready on the Blaze ET from day one. So if I hit my right arrow here.
Online Daisy. NLS Bard. Bookshare download.
And so now all I have to do, if I want to download a book, I hit my right arrow.
Bookshare.
And then I'm going to hit my
login button.
I'm going to hit my up arrow, or it would have given you my login ID, and then everyone would have tried to log in as me. And I'm going to hit OK because I had it save my login ID and password.
Login success. Search mode. Book combo box. Search method. Word combo box. Title. Author or ISBN. Edit box.
And so now this is one time that the keypad really comes in handy because I can type in specific texts. I'm speaking to you from Louisville, Kentucky, so we'll look up the word Kentucky and see what we have on Bookshare. So we're going to use the numeric keypad, just like you would from the old texting on your candy bar cell phones.
K-E-M-M-M-M. M-M-M-M.
There we go.
N.
Now we're going to hit the 8 one time for T.
T.
We're going to hit it twice T. for a U.
U. U.
We're going to hit the 2-3 times for a C.
A, B, C. C. J, K.
Hit the 5 twice for a K.
K.
And hit the 9-3 times.
W, Y.
For a Y.
Y.
And now we're going to hit OK. And let's see what we come
Kentucky
up with.
Kentucky, one of 514 list item. Download path. Kentucky, one of five. Kentucky Rich. Kentucky number 1. 2 of 514 list item. Kentucky Heat. Kentucky number 2. 3 of 514. Kentucky Sunrise. Kentucky number 3. 4 of 514 list item.
And if I wanted to get this book, I would simply hit OK.
Detail dialog. Download book combo box.
I hit enter on download book. And now we're wirelessly downloading this book onto the Blaze ET.
Kentucky Sunrise, Kentucky number 3, open.
And now it's ready to. And now it's reading the book.
The Jury. Vendetta. Payback. Picture Perfect. Weekend Warriors.
And I hit the OK to pause it. And at this point, I could use my up or down arrow keys to decide what the left or right arrow keys do.
Level 1. Level 2. Level 3. Page. Paragraph. Phrase. Beginning or end of book. Heading. Level 1.
And then it moves back around to level 1, so I've got all the Daisy elements that I'm used to. So that didn't take much time at all to download a Bookshare book, and it was a complete Daisy book, and we'd be ready to go.
Kentucky Sunrise. Kentucky.
I'm hitting my cancel. And now I move down one, and I have my NLS download.
Online Daisy. NLS Bard.
The Online Daisy, by the way, is for things like the CNIB and other international Daisy book services. For Bard, again, if I just hit my right arrow.
NLS Bard login dialog. Login button.
And again, I hit the up arrow so that you wouldn't hear my login ID. And we just hit OK.
Login success. Select search method word combo box.
And again, here I could just look by word.
Text to search edit box.
And text to search for. I've always been a big fan of the Sue Grafton Alphabet Mystery Books, so let's look for, we'll put E as for evidence. And so we'd hit the number 3 key twice to go to E.
D-E.
This 0 will operate, I hope, as a space.
Space.
Yes.
Space. G-A-I-Q-S. Space. Space.
Now, 4, let's type D-E-F.
F. F. M. O. O. P. Q. R. Space.
And now we'll type space. Evidence. And if I made a mistake, I would hit the pound key to back to, and I'm sorry, the star key to back over it.
D. D.
Ooh, and I just made a mistake. That was sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let's hit the star button and we'll back over that.
D.
And now we go with E.
E. E. T. V. V. H. I. I. D. 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 E. E. M. N. N. B, C, C, D, D.
Oh, another mistake.
D, D, E,
E,
E.
And now we hit OK.
Chronicle of a Death Foretold, 1 of 50, list item.
Oh, and it's
select storage location, flash disk, a stab in the dark. Deadline for a critic, 3 of 50 list item.
Oh, and I've got all kinds of things that have different words that have, because I have the E at the beginning and I should have known that. So I've got a list that I could choose from here, and if I keep going, I'd get to E as for evidence. So we've got our download, and again, I can just hit the cancel button to take me out of my bar downloads.
Library services.
And now from library services, I can hit my down arrow.
Utilities, pull down.
And under utilities, we just have various things. We have record, and you can choose to record in MP3 or WAVE, and you can also record in DAISY.
Memo.
The memo is just your memo settings. You can control where your memos are kept.
Calculator.
We do have a calculator. It's a 4-function calculator.
Sense dictionary.
The Sense dictionary is pretty cool, and it is an add-on. It does not come automatically with it, but we are going to go ahead and load the Sense
dictionary. Keyword edit box.
And now if I want to type in a word to get its meaning, we use the keypad. And we're still working on a price point, but it's going to be phenomenally reasonable. It will be nothing like you're used to paying for dictionaries for devices. It's going to be way cheaper. So we'll use the word that I always use when I'm with looking up words with kids. We'll look up frog.
F. R. N. O. G.
And we hit OK.
Frog. Noun. One, a small animal that spends much of the time in water and has smooth skin, webbed feet, and long back legs for jumping. Compare toad.
So there we go. Don't need to be on the internet. Don't have to have access to Wi-Fi. I've got a full access to dictionary and a thesaurus. So right now it's only in English. We are hoping to add other languages in the future, but right now it is English only.
Sense dictionary. Alarm.
We do have alarms, so you can use this as an alarm clock. It also does have a sleep timer.
Set sleep timer dialogue.
And there we go, another self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Initialize options. Format.
Format is always dangerous. You could format your flash disk and wipe everything out.
Upgrade.
Upgrades are done online, so they're just done over the net. So if I hit OK right here, I would go into upgrade, and that would be the end of that.
Record.
And that's all there
utilities.
Is under utilities.
Pull down.
I do want to show you
external apps.
External apps. I can't say a lot about the external app that's here because we're not really supposed to tell you that it's here. But if I hit the right arrow here.
Available applications. Skype 1 of 1.
So there we go. That was a mistake. I didn't mean to go into there. I did not mean for you to know that Skype was available, but since you found out, now I can't keep you from using it. Oh, dear. But anyway, there's... It's sort of odd, the things that you can and can't say about Skype, but it is there if you're wanting to try it out and you want to use it.
Skype 1 of 1.
And then under options, we have the typical things that you would expect.
Skype 1 of 1. External apps. Options. Global settings. Guide voice settings.
So here we could change the voice.
Guide voice speed 5 combo box. Guide voice pitch 5 combo box. Guide voice volume 9 combo box. 10-11. Voice female combo box.
Voice male combo box.
And since this is my show, we're going to go back to the female because she's more pleasant to listen to.
Voice female combo box.
Voice male combo box.
Voice female guide voice settings. Sound settings. Record settings.
So under record settings, sound settings, I can turn some of these little clicks that you're hearing on and off. Under record settings.
Record method settings, normal recording combo box. Daisy recording.
So I can go to Daisy recording if
normal
I want.
Recording. Recording quality standard quality combo box. Speech quality. User defined. High quality wave. High quality MP3. Standard quality.
And we'll do a sample recording here in a moment so you can hear what standard quality is.
Recording source microphone combo box.
And if I didn't want to use the microphone, I'd use the right arrow here.
Headset microphone. Line in. Microphone. Microphone sensitivity 4 combo box.
And this will control how sensitive your microphone is, so that if you're sitting in the back of a classroom and you want to crank the intensity way up to make sure that you get the professor in the front of the classroom, you would do it right here.
Record alert settings beep combo box. Recording save disk flash disk combo box.
So here's where you would actually decide if you wanted to save your recordings to the flash disk or to your secure digital card into what folder.
Record method settings normal recording combo box.
And then we're back around to the record settings normal. And we're going to go ahead and try our recording here. So we're going to hit the record button and hold it. And now I am recording. Oh, I forgot we had the speaker here. We'll pull the plug out of the speaker so we don't get immediate feedback. That could have been exciting. And then we will hit the record button again. And we'll plug our speaker back in. And let's see what that all sounded like. What did I do?
Record settings. Options.
Okay, let's try one more recording on here. We're going to press and hold. Okay, and now we're recording. And then I'm going to hit the OK button in the middle to stop recording. We're going to plug the speakers back in.
Options.
And now let's bring up a list of recordings. Okay, now we're recording. And then I'm going to hit the OK button in the middle to stop recording. And so that's an indication of the quality there. I sort of goofed with the feedback with the speaker on the first recording and killed it. That gives you some... Who would have thought, right? So that gives you an idea of the recording quality, and that's just on standard recording. And again, we'll play that again just so you can get an idea of the quality.
Go to one track.
Okay, now we're recording, and then I'm going to hit the OK button in the middle to stop recording. So, not too bad. And that, in brief, is the Blaze ET. The primary differences between the ET and the EZ are that the ET does have a keypad, it has a calculator, it has the option of adding a dictionary, it has the ability to move files or copy files or zip files on the unit. We do not require that you use a folder structure on the Blaze, but if you want to, you can. The way that you would move files to and from the Blaze if you were not using Wi-Fi and just downloading them would be to plug this into your computer. Your computer would see the Blaze as a mobile device, and you could cut, copy, and paste to your heart's content. We do not require that you put data in a specific folder, but if you want to have your data more organized so that you know that all of your books are in a specific books folder, you can certainly do that, or all of your music in a music folder, etc. But you don't have to. We don't want to mandate that you use our structured record folder settings. So at this point, I'm going to open it up. I could keep talking for anyone who knows me knows that that is pretty much true. So, oops. All right, so we're going to hit enter here and unlock the talk key and give you guys a chance to ask questions. We do also have another new product that I would be happy to answer questions on called the Smart Beetle. I will hopefully be back on Tech Talk at some point to talk about the Smart Beetle. It's a 14-cell Braille display. I mentioned it here only in that because it was out on our data at CSUN on the Blind Bargains podcasts from CSUN, and also we were showing it at ATIA, so that it is out there, and I'm happy to take questions on it. I would also like to remind everyone that we do have monthly webinars. You can sign up for those webinars by going to www.hims-inc.com/webinars. And so we'd love to have you on our webinars. And at this point, without anything else, we'll unlock the talk key and let you guys ask questions.
Very well done, Dave. We thank you so much. All right. Again, if you do not have a microphone, hit F8. Write your question and enter, please. If you do have a microphone, hit F8, write the letter Q, and enter. Dave, I've been doing some reading, but I want to know where you are with regard to Audible.com. What is going on there, if you can tell us?
We are hoping to have Audible.com. I do not understand all of the stuff that Audible is putting people through when they want to sign up new players. I know that we and our competitors have both had issues getting Audible on board. It is certainly on our roadmap, and we hope to have it. We do not have it at the moment, and I do not know a timetable for it. But it is something that we are obviously very interested in, both from a sales perspective and from a personal perspective, so that we can go back to listening to all the cool books.
Okay, and the one more question I have, and then everybody will get a chance. The keyboard, is it a standard keyboard? I mean, 104 whatever keys. And do you guys sell it, or what do you, you know, does any keyboard work?
It's more of a keypad. It's a T9 keypad, so it looks like your standard touch tone keypad. So when I was entering letters a while ago, I was hitting like the 2-3 times to get to C for ABC. So it's a T9 keypad that's built into the unit itself. So we don't have support for external keyboards. It is something that has been asked for, and I certainly hope we get. But what I was demonstrating a while ago was being done totally off of the standard touch tone keypad like you would see on a cell phone.
Oh, no, that's fine. I love portability. Thank you. Okay, Ron, do we have any questions at this time, please?
Yeah, there's about 8 questions at this point. Bobby Vinton is first.
Okay, Bobby, and please back away from the mic. Talk softer.
Oh, hey, Dave, this is my question. I was wondering if what formats the Blaze ET supports, whether it be WMA, Vox, MP3, how many formats can we play on this thing? And where did you get the Death Talk archive? I can't find that.
Okay, bear with me a second. I'm going to find all the different formats. The Deck Talk archive I've had around for years. It is really cool. Let me look up. I'm going to release the control key for a second and look up the different formats so that I don't leave any out. Hold on just a moment.
Right, and I bet you could go up on their website and see what different formats they play, you know, on this. But let's give them a chance to look that up. And this is in the beta, It's a work in progress, and I would rather have them take the time and get all the bugs out of it, or try to. And I know that Audible and new, you know, players from companies, it does take a little while, but it'll hit. They'll work it out. There's too big of a market. People that want Audible, and Audible needs them. So I think they'll work it out. Let's see if Dave's back with his formats, but we won't take too long on it because he can look. We can look on the website too, I'll bet.
Okay, here we go. And we will support MP3, MP4, WAV, WMA, WMV, AUG, ASF, AAC, AVI, FLAC, 3GP, MP7, I don't even know what that is, M4A. As for text files, we'll support TXT, RTF, HTML, HTM, XML, DOC, DOCX, PDF, EPUB, FB2, PDF, MP3, and WAV. I don't know why they're there again. And then for DAISY, we support all of your various DAISY versions, SAMNET. What else does it say here? I'm jumping around now and losing myself. Bookshare, Saratech, Bard, etc. So there's just some of your samplings for format.
Oh, I'm glad you have Saratech and such. Great. And all of the others. All right, Ron, next question, please.
Okay, Julian Vargas is next.
Hi there, Dave. Thanks for an excellent presentation. I had two quick questions. Number one, I'm a big fan of the Book Sense, and I love the idea of going with this newer player because I so much prefer the acapella over the thing that's in the Book Sense that mispronounces a bunch of words. But I don't need the camera and OCR function. I'm quite capable of doing that with my iPhone. Is there a plan, or would you guys consider making a version of this Book Sense ET that doesn't have the camera, thus, I would guess, lowering the price a little bit? And the second question is real quickly regarding the radio database. Are you using an existing database from somewhere else, or are you guys building that one yourself?
We're going to answer in reverse order. We are currently using a database that I think we have constructed ourselves. We are actively exploring using databases, using a commercial database, because it'll be vastly more extensive than what we've got going. As for the first part of it, I do not know of any current plans to produce this without the camera. Certainly, if the demand is there, we would consider it. I would strongly encourage you to send an email to info@hims-inc.com and make that as a suggestion. When employees make suggestions, they just figure we have too much time on our hands and we're making suggestions, random suggestions again. When it comes from you, it carries a lot more weight. So please send that in. And one of the things that I do want to stress here is sort of the market placement of this. A lot of us have iPhones. I have mine, and they're, you know, and as far as like the placement of this goes, my view is that if you're comfortable doing a lot of these functions on your iPhone, by all means, do it. This is primarily marketed for folks who don't necessarily want a touchpad, who still want to be able to use a tactile keypad, and we found a pretty significant market for that. But I don't want for the real high, sort of the techie folks in the crowd to think that I'm saying don't use your iPhone for any of this stuff. Oops, there goes the time's out after 5 minutes when you're using it on batteries. But you know, if you're comfortable using your iPhone for a lot of these functions, I would say go for it. But we've found that there's a pretty substantial market of folks who simply don't want to have to use a keypad. But send that in as a suggestion. We would be happy to take it under advisement. At the moment, this is what we've got. But, you know, hey, we want to make what the customers want.
But thanks for remembering the old guys like me. I appreciate it. Okay, next question, Ron.
Okay, Ron Glazer asks, are there multi-voice options for the Blazer ET?
Not just as a filler. Could you read the questions that are up there just to get them into the record? And then we'll certainly urge you to write to Dave. I can give you his email with these to get your answers, because we aren't going to have the answers. But let's hear the questions. They're always good. And we'll come back. If Dave comes in, we certainly will come back to the questions again. So, Ron, if you would read, I forget where you were. I think we got two or three in.
Okay. Abby Taylor asks, when scanning, is there a way to save material? Okay. Nancy asks, is there a pronunciation better than on the book sense? John asks, what is the highest bit rate it can play for audio? Beth asks, can the unit zip and unzip files?
Okay, I think you can zip and unzip files. I got that impression that you could. Was it Kathy? I was thinking that too, Kathy. Can you save documents? You know, it's great to do it on the fly, continuous scan and all that if you get it working. But can you save those documents and how much will it hold? And would it go on the SD card? I don't usually put things on flash disks. That's me, though. I put them on my SD card. Okay, those are good questions. Let's see if we can get them answered. I thank you for your patience. Let's give him a few more minutes here, and then I will give you an email that you should write him, and I hope you'll share it with us. You can get into our Accessible World subscribe. You can subscribe to our general one-way announced list, AW-announcements, the plus sign, subscribe, at groups, groups.io. And you get the usual, you know, put subscribe in the subject line, send it blank. You usually get the usual response. If you're not on our Tech Talk list, I would do, again, Tech Talk, plus sign, subscribe, at groups.io. And I can tell you, the Tech Talk people are so sharing and so caring, and so are the Accessible World, the announcements. I had a slight computer issue with Outlook, and I got phone calls. A nice lady called me, a couple of them, and I thank you. And Jerry Hogan called, and people wrote me, and you guys are so kind. Let's see if Dave's back up there, Ron. All right, how nice. Ron, hit question, the next question, that Kathy's question, I think it is. We'll fire away, Dave, and just get these done. We're okay. You're coming through beautifully. Okay, Ron?
Let's see. I guess Nancy was saying, is the pronunciation better than on the book sense?
Well, the one I liked is, can you save documents on the OCR scanner? Let's do that one first. Can you save documents, you know, by scanning on the ET?
Yes, you can save documents on the ET. They will save as text files. We also save the JPEG so that you've got the original source file. And with the continuous scanning, you can save multiple pages, and you can choose the location of where you're saving the files to so that you can go to the SD card on your flash disk or choose a specific folder.
Very well done. Okay, Ron, do you want to ask Nancy's question again? Please. Did we lose Ron? I think it had to do with announcements. Is it going to announce? Does it pronounce words? Does it pronounce words better than the book sense, I think she asked.
I'm not sure if I'm qualified to answer that. I've been a BookSense user over the years. The pronunciation of words is dictated in large part by the speech, the voices that you're using. I found the pronunciation to be decent. Acapella is used in a lot of different mainstream devices. I heard acapella at an airport the other day. So the pronunciation is good. I would certainly hope that it's better. Having said that, it does mispronounce our company name. It says Himes instead of Hymns, which is something that we need to fix. But I'm not comfortable. I just don't think I'm enough of an expert to be able to say yes or no, it does or doesn't. All I can really say is that I found the speech to be very good and very human-like. I would encourage you to come and test the Blaze out at the summer shows. We're also at a number of AERs. A number of local ACB and NFB conferences. We try to be anywhere and everywhere. So give it a try and then let me know what you think. I would hate for my opinion to sort of override yours. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I like the book sets. I use it for many years. It's fine. Ron, are you there? Do we have another question, please?
Yes, there was John who asked, what's the highest bit rate it plays on audio?
Button. Okay, Dave, let's clear it. You guys wait. The highest bit rate on audio, he asked.
You know, I'm not sure. I know it will do 128K. I'm assuming it'll do 256. I don't know. If you will send me that question to Dave at hims-inc.com, I will ask the engineers and the folks who know more than me, and I'll find out for you.
And everybody knows my email. If you have questions, I promise to forward them to Dave. He's very responsive. Okay, Ron, next question.
Okay, Al Sorrentino was waiting with a question.
Hi, Dave. Last summer, I purchased your EZ, and I find that maybe the machine was put up way before its time. Maybe it wasn't tested right because I wasn't able to shut it off properly. Everybody said that I wasn't shutting it off properly, and I did follow the instructions, and it would kill the battery overnight. Sometimes when maybe I did shut it off wrong, but I don't think so. But when I did shut it off right, the battery was still alive, and after not using it for a day, I had to take the battery out to restart it or to boot it up again. Also, regarding the reader, I had someone tested who's normally sighted, and somehow it wasn't reading part of the text that it was taking a picture of, even when it was on the stand. And basically, I really purchased it to use it handheld to read it in a store or a restaurant, a bill or something like that. I hope that your new one is improved in the OCR's reader.
Okay, let's see what Dave has to say, Al. Good comments here.
Hi. I guess a couple of things. One, we never like to have an unhappy customer. I think you're probably right with the EZ that it came out before it should have, which is something that I don't think any of us really expected to have happen. It's hard when you go back and look at a process to see sort of how things develop or don't develop to try to figure out what you can do differently. But unfortunately, I would tend to agree that it probably did come out too soon. What I would encourage you to do at this point is a couple of things. One, to get in touch with our office offline at 888-520-4467 and tell them that you and I talked on Tech Talk. I would have you contact me, except that I'm hard to get unless you use the email. I'm off to Boston in the morning and then Nashville over the weekend and Indiana next week, and I'm always seem to be on planes, trains, and automobiles. I think it's a reasonable expectation for the Blaze to be able to scan a menu. I'm not sure if it's going to do as well on bills, like when they bring the check. Sometimes the printers aren't very good that are making the checks. But it should be able to scan a menu. You may want to consider using a stand. I know that that doesn't make it as portable, and as a fellow blind person, I get that, but it does dramatically increase the optical character recognition. The battery issue, we did have some units that were doing that. This firmware update should fix that. If it doesn't, please get in touch with us. Have the office put you in touch with me, and we'll see what we can do. We certainly don't want to have an unhappy customer.
Okay, very good. Ron, next question, please.
Okay, Colin Gallagher was waiting the longest.
Hi, yes. I was wondering if HIMS would be present at the NFB convention in Orlando this summer, and if so, would they be demonstrating the ET?
HIMS will be in Orlando, I will be in Orlando, and you can bet we will be demonstrating the Blaze ET. And I'm not sure if I ever get the price point of this. The Blaze EZ, the previous model is $695, the ET is $795. I didn't want to escape without getting a price. But yes, we will be at both national consumer conventions this summer. So we'll be at ACB and NFB, and you can bet we'll have blazes all over the place. It is not available yet. We are taking pre-orders. It is in beta. We are hoping to have it released by the end of second quarter, which would be by June 30th. We are going to take our time to make sure that we do this right.
That's great. And I hope to see one this summer. I'm sure I will. Okay, Ron, how many more questions, please?
I think we're down to the last four or so. Martin Nelson is next.
Yes, hi. I wanted to ask, when you were scanning those documents, how do you hold the blaze? Do you have to do it like with a KNFP reader, have it a certain height above the page, and how do you know if you're aligning it correctly?
It's a good question. I was using a stand. That is an option that you can get. We have a stand that we're happy to sell you, or you can also use like the giraffe reader or the stand scan. If you're holding it manually, you're doing the elbows on the table thing, kind of like the KNFB reader. I find that it's more hit and miss that way, so I was using our stand so that I didn't have to actually position the blaze. Our stand also comes with a two-button remote that plugs into the USB port. That means I don't even have to touch the blaze to hit the scan button to make the document scan.
Ooh, that's pretty good. My scan stand doesn't do that. Okay. All right. Next question, Ron.
Joshua Hendrickson is next.
Hey, Dave. A great presentation. Very interesting. I got a couple quick questions. First, how much internal memory does the Blaze ET have? And the second question is, if you're hooking up your Blaze ET to the computer via a USB port, what kind of transfer speeds are you getting? Do you get, is it USB 2.0, USB 1.0? I'm just very curious about that. Thank you.
Okay, let's see if we have Dave still.
It's USB 2.0. I'm not sure if there was any other part to the question. It was cutting in and out. But it is a USB 2.0 device.
And Joshua, I'm sorry. I was doing something here. What was your other part of the question?
My other part of the question was how much internal memory does the Blaze have? And when you hook it up to the USB, do you get the USB 2.0 transfer speeds when you're transferring data to the device? And how much internal memory does the Blaze ET have?
I am qualified to answer one out of two of these questions. It's 12 gigabytes of user internal storage. There are 16 gigs total, but four are ours. I have not done tests side by side to see who's faster between other devices and the Blaze ET to see if I'm getting USB 2 speeds. I'm assuming that I am.
Okay, two more questions. Ron?
Okay, Alan Lemley has been waiting.
Okay, Alan, are you there?
Well, I guess he's already gone away. Vicky says, Vicky asks, will this be able to handle Kindle books?
At this point, no. Kindle books would be sort of the holy grail for a digital book reader. Amazon does not seem particularly interested in making the holy grail available to digital book readers, us or anyone else. At the moment, you're going to have to use your phone for Kindle books.
I love that. Dave, on behalf of Accessible World and Tech Talk, we want to thank you. You're a real trooper hanging in with some of the technical issues, but we got through it. A great presentation. I don't know. I guess you'll be in Orlando. Who knows where I'll be. But I'm sure we're going to meet some HIMSS representatives at one of the conventions this summer. That's my hope anyway. And I know all you guys will take a look at it. It sounds absolutely a very small and powerful package. So I want to thank you so much, and I'll give you the last word here to conclude, please.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be on Tech Talk. Look forward to doing it again. We'll try to get through a Tech Talk without computers going haywire and thunderstorms in Kentucky the next time. So take care. Thank you all very much, and have a great evening. I look forward to seeing you at the summer shows and around the country. So good night, and thank you again.
And do thank James for helping us spread the word. He did a great job for us. We thank him. Okay, we'll let you guys go. You're wonderful, as usual. We hope to have Compilot as one product discussed for the Hard of Hearing next week by Deborah Kendrick. And let's see where we are. We'll be ready with something if she's not able to do it. Okay, thank you so much.